Welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. This is number 176. I am your host, Clint Beachwood, and for the next hour, I'm going to bring you 19 surf songs from around the world. And let me tell you a little bit of trivia. The countries on today's show include Argentina, Germany, Finland, Italy, Greece, Canada, and England. And the states represented include Ohio, Oregon, California, Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan. So sit back and enjoy the show. We're starting off with the Razor Blades. They're the representative of Germany. And I've played several songs off of their LP, Howlin' at the Copycats. This is a song called Glammed Up Like a Golden Goddess. Martin Schmidt and the Razor Blades.
Thank you.
Those were the Neptunas doing a song called Nancy Drew's Wetsuit, and that comes from their new LP, Mermaid A Go-Go. You can check that out at Neptunas.com. Rabbit Ears did Spider from an EP called Should Be Fine. They're from Detroit, Michigan. The Grand Bois from Finland did Vodka Train. This comes from their LP, Grand Finale, which is very appropriately named considering this is their last LP. They are closing the door. They are closing shop. They are putting an end to the surf music of Grand Bois. Again, Vodka Train. And I'll be playing a few more cuts from that LP in the podcast to come. The Razorblades started things up with Glammed Up Like a Golden Goddess. Well, up next, a band called Breaking Point. I know nothing about this band. They're on a compilation called North Coast Kicks 2.0, and the name of the song is Sidewinder. I have no idea where they're from, when it was recorded. All I know is I liked the song when I heard it, and I'm sharing it with you. Here it is, Sidewinder by Breaking Point. We'll be right back. That was Par Avion, a band from L.A., with Bernard Yin on lead guitar. The song was Muscle Beach, and it comes from a little split EP called Pero Avion. That's a combination of Pero Agradecio from Mexico and Par Avion, who you just heard. Throw those two band names together and you get Pero Avion. Originally, this was a digital release, but they are going vinyl. They're going to have a 7-inch vinyl coming out in just a few days. I think it's available for sale November 20th, 2020. And it will be a 33 and a third 7-inch vinyl. And you can check that out at their Bandcamp site, which you can find on my playlist. Only 250 copies of this 7-inch record will be available, so if you want yours, snatch it up soon. From Italy, it was Wave Electric doing Moon Surfing from their little 3-song EP called Surfin' Naviglio. The Reef Riders from Pacifica, California, you heard Kilauea from their Reverb Island LP, and Breaking Point did Sidewinder. Well, the band from Greece I'm going to play next is the Aqua Barons. They have a new LP out called Extreme Guitar Conditions. And I'm playing the very first song off of this LP called Spy Romance. This is A Day at the Beach, podcast number 176.
Thank you. comes to someone chancing his life on my theory, that someone is going to be me. Nothing else.
Maybe, Warren, if you're the only one to play, so let's kick it up more, quite a bit more, the second time, and we should be jamming by the third time.
Yeah. All right, you ready, Michael?
Those were the Surfaholics from Kent, Ohio, doing Zombie Bolero from their Tiki A Go Go LP. From the UK, the Spiratones did Slink Rink, and that comes from Sun Worshipper. Before that, a band from Calgary, Canada, called Future Volt. They did Punch Thruster, and that LP is The Future Volt Is Now. And the set started off with the Aqua Barons doing Spy Romance from Extreme Guitar Conditions. Well, no giveaway on Podcast 176. If you're new to the podcast, I have an email list that I can put you on. It will alert you when a new podcast is uploaded. After I complete a podcast and upload it, the first people I notify are those on the email list. And I will get around to notifying Surf Guitar 101 and Facebook sometime later. Sometimes it's immediately after I do that. Sometimes it's the next day or so, depending on my busy schedule. To get on that email list, you just need to get in touch with me. Let me know you want on the email list, and obviously give me your email address. I do not share it. It is strictly for notification of a new podcast. All right, let's head off to the next set of music. It's starting off with the Verbtones from Oregon. They're going to do a single called Summer Spell. This is a Day at the Beach podcast with your host, Clint Beachwood.
Thank you.
I think the current coronavirus has given some bands some additional time to work on new music. And I think this last set of music was pretty indicative of that. Good example would be the Breakers. They're from Chicago, and they just put out a new LP, and I played the title track, A Date with Destiny. Not density, destiny. Los Straitjackets covered that classic Hollies song, Bus Stop. That's a digital single. Along with the Magustas, they put out a new 45 called Armada, and I played the flip side, which is Monterey. And the Verbtones up in Oregon put out a new digital single called Summer Spell. And that was set number 4 here on podcast 176. Well, starting off the final set of the show is Dee Dee Ray from Argentina. I'm going to play the title track from her LP, Misión Tango Surf. After Dee Dee Ray is the Reverbifores from Northern California. They're going to do Codename Charybdis. Charybdis. I had to look that up. It is a whirlpool off the coast of Sicily, personified in Greek mythology as a female monster. Anyway, that's another cut off their very cool Watch TV LP just released. Again, the name of the song is Codename Charybdis. Bali Llamas are going to close things up with a song called Bud Lime City. This comes from their LP, High Times, Low Tides. When I post a playlist, you'll notice that I post most bands' Bandcamp site. It's a good place to go to either buy vinyl or download music. I highly recommend you checking out these bands and some of the music they have available. Other times I'll list the band's website if they have an actual website. I've kind of gotten away from listing their Facebook page, even though when I post on Facebook, I'll tag them so that you can have a link to their Facebook page as well. That'll do it for 176. Thanks for listening. Your comments, suggestions, requests are always welcome here at A Day at the Beach. In closing, I would like to give a big, big thank you to Austin Ribbon Microphones and Rick Wilkinson for sponsoring the podcast. If you like to tinker with electronics and you're in the market for a high-quality ribbon microphone, Austin Ribbon Microphones is the website for you. Take a few minutes and check it out. Might be worth your while. So until next time, adios.